This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
A manhunt is continuing for Memorial Day for three masked suspects who opened fire early Sunday morning outside a Miami, Florida banquet hall. Two men died and 21 others were wounded in a shooting that authorities said had spread terror and grief through their communities. On Monday, police released a snippet from a surveillance video that showed a white SUV driving into an alley at the strip mall housing the El Mula Banquet Hall in northwest Miami-Dade County. Three people got out of the vehicle, one gripping a handgun, while the other two carried what police described as assault-style rifles. Police are appealing for the community's help in tracking down the shooters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is vowing to force state lawmakers to vote later this year on a measure that would impose new ballot restrictions after Democrats walked out of a legislative session late Sunday to prevent its immediate passage. Abbott, a Republican, said on Twitter he would add the bill to a special state legislative session he plans to call to change geographic boundaries for legislative districts. He said he will expect legislators to have worked out the details of the voting legislation when they arrive for the special session. Democrats have contended the voting legislation, which restricts voting by mail and gives more power to partisan poll watchers, would discourage minority voting. U.S. President Joe Biden over the weekend called the Texas bill wrong and un-American. Democrats vowed if the bill passed, they will immediately challenge it in court. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app you can download to your device. This is VOA News. Morocco and Spain traded new accusations on Monday in a diplomatic row triggered by the Western Sahara territorial issue that led this month to a migration crisis in Spain's enclave in northern Morocco. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez described Morocco's actions in appearing to relax border controls with the enclave of Ceuta as unacceptable and an assault on national borders. Morocco's foreign ministry, meanwhile, blamed Spain for breaking what it called mutual trust and respect, drawing parallels between the issues of Western Sahara and Spain's Catalonia region, where there is an independence movement. The dispute was sparked by Spain admitting Western Sahara independence movement leader Brahim Ghali for medical treatment without informing Morocco. The French government warned Mali's military leaders on Monday that holding free elections next year must remain an absolute priority. This after a second coup in the West African country in less than a year. The warning comes a day after Mali was suspended from the 15-member economic community of West African states at an emergency summit meeting. The group held off on imposing sanctions or insisting on a reinstatement of Mali's deposed transitional president and prime minister, who were both briefly detained last week. Paris had earlier warned it was considering targeted sanctions against the country's military leaders if the transition period did not immediately return to its normal course. Thailand held a welcoming ceremony Monday to mark the return of two ancient hand-carved artifacts that were stolen decades ago and smuggled out of the country to the United States. The two 680-kilogram Khmer-style stone carvings had been on display at the Asian Arts Museum in San Francisco. The museum was required to forfeit them when a settlement was reached in February between the United States government and San Francisco authorities. Thailand had informed the United States in 2017 that the carvings had been stolen. They date back to the 10th and 11th centuries. Hong Kong prosecutors said Monday dozens of leading democracy activists could face up to life in prison for organizing an unofficial primary election in the most sweeping use yet of Beijing's strict new security law. Police charged the 47 activists with subversion after they organized a non-binding vote last year to choose the candidates for an ultimately postponed local election. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. VOA News.